chapter 24. And verse 7. Got a lot of scriptures, but we'll begin by reading from Psalm 24 and verse 7. It says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in."
Yes.
Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Yeah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
Yes.
Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray tonight. Our Father in Heaven, we want the King of Glory.
Hallelujah.
We just need you, Lord, to come into the room.
Yes.
Come, Lord, tonight and stand beside us. Come and sit beside us. Come, Lord, and minister to us.
Yes.
Oh God, when you walk in the room, I believe Satan has to walk out.
Amen.
When you come in the room, all is changed.
Yes.
Lord, the hymn writer says, when Jesus comes,
yes,
the tempter's power is broken.
Hallelujah.
He takes the gloom,
yes,
and he fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Hallelujah.
Father, tonight we welcome you. Holy Spirit, tonight we welcome,
yes,
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We say, come among us tonight, Lord, and minister to us.
Yes.
In
you,
Jesus',
Jesus,
name, we say, not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but unto thy great name be all the honor,
yes,
and all the glory and all the praise.
Amen.
Lord, we know you'll not give your glory unto another.
Amen.
We thank you tonight, Lord, for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for that place called Calvary.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. We were saying that mercy there was great and grace was free.
Amen.
Lord, close us in with thyself tonight.
Yes.
And we'll be careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may have your seats. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to try tonight to be as quick as possible. If that is possible, I want to be as quick as possible. I want to speak tonight, if I can, about the Lord's gate. And he's got a gate. I've written down here, the gate of the Lord that leads to the throne of God.
Amen.
Now, without saying the beginning, or saying the end at the beginning, or saying it back to front, but if you can touch the throne of God tonight, you'll have the power of God come into your life and into the circumstances that's in your life. And when the power of God comes, there's always a blessing.
Amen.
When the power of God comes in a room, there's a meeting with God, and I believe there's a presence of God that the devil can't stand in. And I believe when Jesus went to the cross, and the Bible says it, Jesus, before he went to the cross, he said lots of things, but one thing that he did say was, "Now is the prince of this world judged. Now is he cast out."
Amen.
Now Satan was cast out of heaven a long time ago, but when he was cast out, he still had the keys of hell, and he still had the keys of death. But when Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary, there was a judgment of Satan. And Satan lost more of the power that he had. Now he had plenty of power at the beginning, and he had plenty of glory. But I want to say, God took some of the power off him, and God took some of the glory off him when he went to Calvary. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the serpent would bruise the heel of the Lord, but the Lord would wound Satan, or the serpent, in the head. And we know that when you hit a serpent on the head, he has lost his power. He's
finished.
Praise the Lord. Now, that's not really what I come to maybe say here tonight, but I want to speak to you about God's gate. Now, there's a gate tonight, I believe, and it's contained in the scriptures. I said it will lead you to the throne of God. Now, the devil has got a gate, and it'll take you to hell. The devil has got a gate.
It's okay, Tom.
He's got a gate, and his gate is a gate of unbelief. His gate is a gate of fear. His gate is a gate of doubt and fear, and the wrong kind of fear. His gate's a gate of sickness. His gate's a gate of worry. His gate's a gate of anxiety and care, and a gate of no hope. But God's gate tonight is the complete opposite from all of that.
Amen.
God's gate is a gate of mercy.
Amen.
God's gate tonight is a gate of salvation.
Amen.
God's gate is a gate of life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
That's the gate of God. Now, God's gate is the gate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk to you a bit about that gate tonight, and I want also to speak quickly on the lifting up of your head and the lifting up of these gates. You know, the world wants to put them down. And how do they put them down? They put them down by Antichrist statements.
That's right.
An Antichrist statement will put down the gates of the Lord. Now, let me say this, and we'll maybe see this later. The gate of the Lord is a gate of righteousness.
Amen.
Remember that. The gate of the Lord is a gate of righteousness. And we're going to see that, I believe, tonight by the Lord's help, that it's a gate of righteousness. Now, let me say, first of all, that there's a lifting up of your heads. And it says, the psalmist said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the most important thing tonight is that the King of glory comes in. If you don't get anything out of this meeting tonight, get that the King of glory has come in. But let me say this, the moment you give your life to Jesus Christ, the King of glory comes in.
Amen.
You might know it, but he came in right there.
Amen.
The moment you pass from death unto life, the King of glory has come to live with you, and he lives in your soul. And it says, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Now, the everlasting doors, I believe, are the doors of your soul and my soul. So whenever you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, he came in your soul. I believe that with all my heart. And I believe when you receive the Holy Ghost comes in your soul.
Amen.
And if the Holy Ghost hasn't come in your soul, then you haven't received the Holy Ghost. But if you have received the Holy Ghost comes in your soul. Now, I want to try to move on in the right order, if that's possible. Lifting up your heads. You know, when anything lifts up its head, it becomes exposed. Isn't that right? You know, when you get saved, you were exposed to the world, and you were exposed to Satan. And Satan did never want you to get saved, but when you got saved, you were exposed to him, that God has saved you. And he knows, Satan knows who's saved and who's not saved. He knows who has the power of God and who hasn't the power of God. He knows who's a Christian and who's not a Christian. Now, the psalmist David said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. He says, lift up your head. So, there's a lifting up of your head tonight, and it's, I believe, it's an expression or an exposure your faith in the living God. Now, briefly, how do you lift up your head? Well, you lift up your head whenever you say, I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask God to bless me. You lift up your head when you say, I'm going to read God's word.
Amen.
You lift up your head when you say, I can't do such a thing on Sunday because I'm going to church.
Amen.
You lift up your head on another time when you say, I'll not be able to go to that because that's the same night the prayer meeting's on and I want to be at the prayer meeting. That's how you lift up your head. But you know the enemy wants to put you down and put your head down. He doesn't want you to stand out from the crowd. He wants you to be like everybody else. But God wants you to lift up your head. Now, I'm just going to read the scriptures and I'm going to go through them and hopefully the Lord will speak to us and hopefully the King of Glory will come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. It said, lift up your head and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Now, the psalmist is asking the question. He says, who is this King of Glory? He said, He's the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle.
Amen.
I tell you, if ever is a time whenever we need to have the Lord, it's now. Is ever a time whenever we need the Lord to be strong and mighty in battle on our behalf, it's now.
Amen.
Brother Brown said, in the end time, there was more demons loosed than any other time. Isn't that right? You know, there's more sickness tonight in the world than ever there was. There's more unbelief tonight. There's more suicides tonight. There's more oppression. There's more depression. There's more fear tonight. There's more wars tonight. There's more hatred tonight. There's all these things coming upon the face of the earth. But the Lord is the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle.
Amen.
And he goes on to say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah.
Amen.
I tell you, I want to come back to that. Because when he comes in the room, everything changes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When he comes in your life, everything changes. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a battle. But we've read tonight, there's a Lord that's mighty in battle.
Amen.
Now, if you're going through a battle, there's one tonight who can help you, and that's the Lord. And the Bible says that He's mighty in battle.
Amen.
Now, I want to look at this gate of the Lord tonight. I want for a while just to look at this gate. Because I believe where there's a gate, there's an entrance. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now, if you turn with me till you can mark the place there, Psalm 24, but if you want to turn with me to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. And there's two verses here that I want to leave with you tonight. I want to share with you. And I'll maybe read verse 18, 19 and 20 of Psalms 118. Now, the psalmist David was going through hard times many a time, and there was a time in his life when he said, there is but a step between me and death. That's right, that's what the psalmist David could say. And King Saul sought to kill him. Isn't that right? And Psalmist David said, I will lay me down and sleep, for thou alone causes me to prosper and to triumph.
Amen.
He said, I will lay me down and I will sleep. You know, if you listen to the enemy, you wouldn't sleep. And you know, I'm going to say this, the devil wants to take sleep from you.
Right.
He wants to rob you of your sleep. The Bible says the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Now the psalmist David said that there was but a step between. And listen tonight, listen to what he says in verse 17, or sorry, we'll read verse 16. It says, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth voluntary. He says in verse 17, I shall not die, but live.
Amen.
And declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
That's what the psalmist said.
Right.
He said, I shall not die.
Amen.
But I'll live. You know, them great words, aren't they?
Amen.
You know, some of the greatest words that you ever hear a prophet of God saying is, thus saith the Lord, you live and not die.
Right.
Them some of the greatest words that I've ever heard in my life. Thus saith the Lord, you live and not die. Because if the devil caught him, he'll kill you. And we know he wants to kill, he wants to destroy. But Jesus come to give life. And the psalmist David said, listen to what he said. He said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. I tell you, just like Job, was not like Brother Job. Whenever the devil comes down and put his hand on him, he could say the same. And even Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Amen.
Faithful openings. I tell you, God's got an invitation tonight. God's got an invitation to come here. But God's not only got an invitation. Now, I should have said that earlier, because he said, lift up your heads and be ye lifted up. O ye gates, lift up your head, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. I tell you, you're giving him an invitation to come in the room when you start to lift. Righteousness.
Amen.
And I will go in unto them. and I will praise the Lord. Verse 20 says, this gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Into which the righteous shall enter.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Pardon me. You know, there's an entering in. There's an entering in then, isn't there?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. God wants you to enter in. God wants you to come on in.
Amen.
You might say, I've been through the gate. Well, come on in. Go on in farther.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's more. Praise the Lord. Don't turn back. Praise His holy name. Now, where do you go when you go through the gate? Well, when you go through the gate, I'm going to tell you there's a place prepared. There's a place prepared when you go through that gate. Yeah, and we're going to turn to it. Now, the Bible's full of these things.
Amen.
But I want to tell you tonight, I'm just trying to make a sermon. It's Isaiah chapter 35.
Amen.
And, I've written things down here. That's wrong. I'm wrong. It's Isaiah chapter 26. We're going to go to 35, but we need to go to 26 first. Praise the Lord. Don't want to jump the gun. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 26. Oh, hallelujah. There's a verse or two here. Listen to this. Pardon me, I need to blow this nose. I said there's a gate. There's an opening. Where is the gate? There's an opening. There's access. Now the gate will open and you can go in, and when, if the gate closes, it keeps our ones out. And it'll keep you in. Isn't that right? The gate will keep you in and it'll also keep you out. I worked on a building site once, and there was a man had a sign on the site and it said keep out, and I said to him, that's the only sign here that I would follow. Keep out. Anyway, you know, when Satan comes down to this city, he sees it written in red and it says keep out, Satan. Satan can't come into this city. I believe that tonight. I don't believe he can go into this city. I don't believe he can stand in the presence of God. He's very uncomfortable in the presence of God. He's very uncomfortable with the power of God.
Amen.
He's not worried about creeds, or he's not worried about some doctrines or some meats, but there's one thing that he's very uncomfortable with, and that's the presence of Almighty
Amen.
God
Amen.
And the power of God. He does not like the Spirit of the living God in one way, because he knows it's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, we're going to see here in Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 and 2, and it says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah.
Yes.
It says, we have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. And then he goes on in verse 2 and he says, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. And he goes on to say, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is set on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And he goes on to say, trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now let me say this. There's an entering in. And when you enter in, you're entering into the heavenlies. But you're also entering into a strong city. City, oh city, the psalmist said, city of God. He said, all my springs of joy are in thee. He said, singers and dancers come out of thee. Let me tell you, the first singing and the first dancing was in heaven. And tried to take it to hell. But God in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. We have a strong city. You know, tonight you can come into the strong city, but you have to come through the gate. And the gate is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when you come through the gate, God invites you in to come on in there to the strong city. And listen to what he said. He said, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Now, what is the walls? I've written this down here so that I wouldn't forget it. Do you know what the walls of the city represent? The walls of the city represent a protection for your soul. The walls of the city represent a protection for your body. The walls of the city represent a protection from you, from all the attacks of the devil. That's what the walls of the city. The walls of the city is to keep the enemy out. I say here, we know that Londonderry was a walled city. It's not right. There's a picture on the wall up there. There's the gates. The gates of Derry. That's the gates of Derry. We used to sing a wee song and said, here's to the boys that fear no noise. And never will surrender. The gates we close against the foe. On the 8th of December. Now that's not really wrong. That's a mix up. That was about Parliament. Guy Fox was wanting to blow Mr. Parliament up, wasn't they? And there was a closing of the gates. But there was a closing of the gates of the seeds of Derry when they ate the rocks. It's not right. And then, the song was, the time has just gone round by 300 years ago. When rabble's on old Derry's walls, their faces dare not show. I tell you, there's changed times from that. There's changed times, but listen, who's a rabble? The biggest rabble that ever was created was Satan.
Right.
He's a rabble. But he's outside the city. He's looking away back, but he never be back.
Yes.
You know, them walls is for your protection.
Amen.
God said he had appointed salvation for the walls. And what else? He didn't only say for the walls, but he said for the bulwarks. The bulwarks. Do you know what a bulwark is? It's a rocket launcher. That's what it is. You know what it's for? It's to tick Satan out. A rocket launcher to tick Satan out. Jesus had a rocket launcher at Calvary when he bruised the head of the serpent. God didn't just say he was going to protect you. He said he was going to arm you. So God doesn't only just protect his people. He arms his people. What did Jesus say? He says, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And you know the disciples went out and they came back. And what did they say when they came back? They said, Lord, even the very devils are subject to us. And he goes on to say, Satan as lightning fall from heaven, but he says in this, rejoice not, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your names in that city tonight. Now,
amen.
I'm watching the time real good, and I'm moving as quick as I can, but he goes on to say, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in.
Amen.
May enter in. He goes on to say, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Amen.
Praise his holy name. You know, there was two men talking to me not long ago, and I'm dropping this in, and then I'm moving on. But you'll notice there in verse 2 of Isaiah 26, it says, open ye the gates of the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Now, it's not everybody that can come through this gate. There's some may try, but they can't come through it. The key is righteousness. I believe the gate is righteousness. And I believe the key is righteousness. By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Two men were talking to me recently, and they said to me that Theresa May went to see Barack Obama. I think he's called Barack Obama. Simon always says, I don't say his name right. But I don't say a lot of things right. Forgive me. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the President of the United States. I'm not here to attack him. But what I did say to these men was, they said to me that Theresa May went to see Barack Obama, and Barack Obama told Theresa May that she would be out of the open market because of Brexit. Now, Brexit is Britain leaving the common market. Now, we know tonight that the Treaty of Rome has nothing to offer anybody. And a building that's founded or shaped after the Tower of Babel, how could it be any good? And all the men in there are Catholic, Roman Catholic. Mystery Babylon the Great, the Mar of Harlots, an abomination of the whole earth. But these men told me that Theresa May went up. Now, I don't agree with everything about Theresa May, but God must have put her in there, must have allowed her to get in there, for the powers that be are ordained by God. Now, Theresa May went to see Barack Obama, and these men said to me that Barack Obama said to Theresa May, you're only wasting your time because you have come out of the EU, and the world market's going to close to you, and in 10 years' time you'll be down and out. And these men said, we never should have came out. You know what they sounded like? They sounded like the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sin. When they said, would to God who had died in Egypt, was there no graves there? That's what they sounded like. Well, and I know what I said to them. You know what I said to them, to the men? I said, well, listen, boys, I've something to tell you. I said, Theresa May is going to laugh at Barack Obama because he's in a lot of trouble. And they said, how is he in a lot of trouble? I said, he's in a lot of trouble because he has forsook the old way. Because I'm led to believe he's the first president of the United States to legalize same-sex marriage. Be able to enter in. But Isaiah the prophet talked about the gates, didn't he?
Yes,
the psalmist David talked about the gates.
Amen.
Isaiah the prophet talked about the strong city. You know it says, except the Lord keep the city.
Yes.
The watchman watches,
right.
But in vain. Amen. The psalmist David also could say, help us, O Lord, for vain is the help of man. I tell you tonight, there's a God, and he's got an invitation for you, and he's got an invitation for me, and it's lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. You know, tonight, there's people profess to know God, but the glory has departed. What is it that Paul said? They confess that they know Lord, but the Lord, but they deny the power thereof, having a form of godliness.
Right.
A big robe on you. Big robe and a set of rules. You don't need a big robe and a set of rules. You need Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
You need the blood.
Amen.
Now I want it. I've written down here, there's What we want to go to now is Isaiah chapter 35. And this is a revival in Isaiah chapter 35.
Amen.
This is a revival. And this revival has happened. And this revival is continually happening. And this revival will happen for you, I believe, if you want it to happen. I believe it will happen for
Amen.
You. And I believe it has happened for Israel. I believe that God has made them a nation again. 46, 47 or 48, but we know this became a nation again. And it says in verse 1, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose.
Amen.
If that's not fulfilled, I don't know, but you go back and you look in the 60s how God blessed Israel and how it began to blossom in the desert. And you know, a man said to me also the other day, he said Israel was attacking the wee children in Palestine. I said no. I says Israel defending themselves from wicked terrorists who are suicide bombers who go on buses and blow themselves up with men and women and children. And I said they have sown the wind and they're going to reap the whirlwind. And I said, of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Then it says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees.
Amen.
Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong.
Amen.
Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody thinks God's sitting up in heaven doing nothing. God never stops working. God's working all the time. And God's got a timepiece and he's watching the clock. And when the time is right, he's going to return for you. And he's going to take you off this scene of time.
Amen.
And you're going to go to be with the Lord. And there's not a devil in hell can stop that.
Amen.
Says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. I'm here tonight to tell you you can make it.
Amen.
I'm here tonight to tell you you can pray through. I'm here tonight to tell you that God hears you when you pray. I'm here tonight to tell you that God's opening the gate and all you have to do is come on. Deliverer. That's who he is. He's a deliverer. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Verse 4 says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. For your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. He came to the place called
Calvary.
He came to Bethlehem's manger. He came to the shores of Galilee. He came to a place called Calvary. He was on an old rugged cross, but they took him down and they put him in the tomb. And we sang it this morning, he's gone. He's not in the tomb.
Amen.
He's not in the tomb in 2016. He's at the right hand of power of majesty on high. And the Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for you according to the will of God. The Bible says he was made a little lower than the angels and he became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. Says he's a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to what verse 5 says. It says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You think the lawn's dry. You think there's no fruitful land.
And listen,
it says, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. I tell you, a place, I know what that means. I'll tell you what it means. It means that somebody says God can never move there because it's dry. Somebody says God could never move there. Well, that's not right. The Bible says streams can break out in the desert.
Amen.
Where there was no life, life can come.
Amen.
Where there was no life, life can come. The earth's the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I tell you, he's able to bring life in the desert. Now I'm going on, and it says on the parched ground, that's the ground that got the sun and was burned up because it had no anointing. There was no anointing on it. It never was anointed. And it got the sun and it was with it. What's wrong with it? It never got a drink of the new wine. I tell you, we need the new wine.
Hallelujah.
We need the wine of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God gave us the wine. Yes. And it says the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water.
Yes.
In the habitation of dragons. That's the devils. Right in the middle of the devil's room. God wants you to take his power for it. God wants you to take the land for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God says the devil has had it long enough.
Yes.
Take it back tonight.
Amen.
I tell you, you see when a man tells you you need to go down there and have a healing campaign, nobody's going to be healed. What's he doing? He's putting down your head.
Yes.
But when a man tells you, brother, you get in there and you get a healing campaign, you get a gospel campaign, you get a revival going, he's lifting up your head.
Amen.
He's opening the gates. Too many people closing the gates.
That's right.
The gates is closed, the furnace closed. Close the gates. You're redundant.
Yes.
The closing of the gates signifies redundancy.
Right.
The opening of the gates signifies back at work.
Yes. Amen.
Get up. Get to your work. Get yourself a shake.
Glory.
I tell you, where's the alien time? We haven't time to sit down. We need to be up on a birch. Oh, listen. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass and reeds and rushes. Now we're coming to where the gate leads you to. This is where the gate leads you to. It says, and a highway shall be there. And a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness.
Amen.
The way of holiness, God invites you. God invites me. The way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. You know why? You can't get in. You know why they can't get in? You can't go to level 5. They haven't got the token. They need a blood wash.
Amen.
Need a blood wash.
Amen.
Need a token. Need a seal of approval. Need the Holy Ghost. You know, I stayed in the hotel one time. I might have told you this, but I stayed in the hotel one time. It was all paid for. It was a trip my wife won, and we had 5-star accommodation in Radisson and Galway. And whenever we checked in there, they gave me a card, and they gave my wife a card, and I put that card in my pocket, and I got in the lift, and I got in the lift. I didn't know this was how it worked, but I got in the lift, and there's a man there, and he'd got a card, and he put his card in the lift, but he couldn't go to level 5. It took me to level 4 and then it brought me back down. I said, what's wrong? This is broke. There's an old man, he got in and he couldn't go. He could go to level 3, put his card in, took him to level 3 and then it took me back down. I said, how are we going to get to level 5? What's wrong? And then something happened. I put my hand in my pocket, brought out the money token card. I put it in. I went to level 5.
Amen.
When I got out in level 5, I was in a large corridor. The corridor was twice the width. There was a man sitting there, and he met me, and he says, Mr. John McKinstry, what can I do for you today? Would you like a bottle of champagne? Would you like a bottle of wine? What would you like? Would you like a meal from the restaurant? I said, I don't want anything, brother. I didn't call him brother. I said, I don't want anything. I just want to go to my room. When I went to my room, there was a wee bar of chocolate there for me, and a bowl of fruit, and a box of nuts, and there was the weather forecast, and all the newspapers. Level 5. I tell you, God wants to take you to level 5.
Amen.
5-star accommodation.
Right.
You see, you need the token, but you need a blood wash. Listen what it says here. I'm almost finished. It says, on a highway shall be there, on a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over. They can't go. They can't go there. But it shall be for those the wayfaring men. Who's the wayfaring man? Well, I think Abraham was the first wayfaring man in the Bible. Because the Bible says that Abraham rose up early in the morning. And he went out and he looked over the cities of the plain. And the Bible says that God remembered Abraham, where when he destroyed the cities of the plains, he brought Lot out. And Abraham interceded on behalf of Lot.
Amen.
And God brought him out. But the Bible also says that Abraham looked for a city.
Yes.
A city that had foundation.
Amen.
A city whose builder and maker was God. And that's the New Jerusalem. I tell you, Abraham has got the criteria. When you get there, you're going to see him. I believe that with all my heart. And it says that the wayfaring man is the man who's looking for that city. I believe that's who the wayfaring man. And if you're looking to go to that city tonight, you're a wayfaring man or a wayfaring woman tonight. You're looking for a city that has foundations, the city of God. And it goes on to say, no fool shall not err therein. There's no fools in heaven. There's no fools go through this gate. You know, I'm telling you a story. I shouldn't have told you this story, but I'm going to tell it very quickly. I went to Market Hill one time to sell a cow, and the sale yard was in the middle of the main street in Market Hill, and the cow got out and she broke out of the sale yard and she ran around the whole place. And there's a man there preaching the gospel. He was preaching the gospel. And there's an old boy come up to me, and everybody knew the cow was out. She was on the run. She was looking in the shop windows. She had a notion of jumping through one, but that's the only problem. She'd seen herself in the glass. She thought it was another cow. And this old boy come up to me, and he says to me, there's one thing you're going to have to do. And I says, I'll just get her in. No. He says, there's one thing you're going to have to do. The first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go across the street and stop that man that's preaching. Get him stopped. I says, well, would I tell you something? Should she never come through the gate into that sale yard? That's one thing I'll never do. I'll never stop a man from preaching.
Amen.
I says, he's welcome to preach all he wants. But you know something? I made a mistake. I should have said, stand there. I'm going over to help him. And I should have went over and took the mic off him and said, I'll give you away. Where I made the mistake. But anyway, there's no fools in heaven.
Amen.
The fools are in the lost eternity tonight. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there's no God.
Yes.
Talking nonsense if we come from a monkey. Talking all sorts of nonsense. Not right. I have to move on. Praise the Lord. Says, no lion shall be there, or any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. God's prepared a place for you to walk. And says, the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. There's going to be no fools there. There's going to be no unclean there. But there's going to be the redeemed there. And the wayfaring
one.
You know, it's just going after 7 and I'm going to come to the close. I want to be quick tonight. And I want to say, I'd like to read from the book of Hebrews in chapter 1. And the King of Glory shall come in. I'm trying to talk about the King of Glory coming in. I'm trying to talk about the gate tonight. And that gate, I believe, is the gate of righteousness. I believe that's what it is. And you know, when you get the gate of righteousness, you have righteousness. It's not your own, but it's by faith. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourself.
Amen.
But it's the gift of God.
Amen.
It's not of works, lest any man should boast. And listen tonight carefully to what the testimony is concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me read a few verses here from Hebrews chapter 1. And we'll just begin at the first verse, and I'll try to be quick. It said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also we made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the expressed image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Amen.
For unto which of the angels saith he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the firstborn into the world, the first begotten into the world, he saith, and not all the angels of God worship him.
Amen.
And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And verse 9 says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And now, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands.
Amen.
They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall all wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just want you to notice again verse 8, for he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
Amen.
You know, tonight I want to encourage you to lift up your head. I want to encourage you to take your stand for Jesus. I want to encourage you to launch out into the deep, as it were.
Amen.
And the King of Glory shall come in. Said, who is this King of Glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up. Ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
Amen.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we're just coming to the close of our service. And it's just gone 10 past with me. I don't want to prolong the service. I just want us to wait a moment on the Lord.
Amen.
And expect something from the Lord tonight. Expect him to bless you. Something shall anoint you. You know, the King of Glory can come right into the room.
Amen.
Can come right into your life, into your situation more and more. And you say, John, I know that, I've got the Lord. Yes, we've got the Lord, but you can have the Lord and you can have a visit from the Lord.
Amen.
You can have the Lord and you can have a word from the Lord.
Amen.
You can have the Lord and you can have an encouragement from the Lord. A strength from the Lord. You know, I believe when the King of Glory shall come in, he'll bring you into a glorious time.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. You know, there's nothing as bad as a meeting and the glory of the Lord has departed. Ichabod. I tell you, God doesn't want to depart. God wants to come in.
Amen.
God wants to come in. And I believe when we lift Him up, He'll come in. Oh, it's good to come to the house of the Lord just to call upon His name and to ask the blessing of Him. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. There's a wee chorus that comes to mind tonight, and it's a hardly one, maybe Gary can't play it for Fry Slow. And it says, got any rivers you think are uncrossable?
Amen.
Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things called impossible. He can do just what none other can do.
Amen.
Now, God's able tonight. We believe that. God is able. God's able to come and visit with us tonight. This King of Glory. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. I'd like us to try to sing that. I'm going to try and lead you with it tonight. You try to sing it. You know, who knows what the Lord will do tonight? We ought to be expecting Him to do great things.
Amen.
You know, I believe the Lord wants to pour out of His Spirit upon us. And I believe He wants to loose the gifts, His gifts upon us. And I believe that God wants to use us in the gifts. Now, some people want to use God in the gifts. That's different. You don't use God in the gifts. God has to use you in the gifts. So it's a gift. And there's too many people dying tonight. I've got a report about a dear sister in the Lord, and the doctors have given her up. They've given her up. They're not going to give her any treatment. And she needs a miracle. She needs a miracle. If she doesn't get a miracle, she's not going to be here. Will you believe the Lord with me for that woman tonight? Will you lift up your head? Will you open the gate tonight and say, come on in, Lord? You know, that woman's in the hospital. And she's got this cancer that attacks the muscle. All the strength drained out of her. Her kidneys is not working properly. She's just a young woman. And they haven't told her that she's going to die. But the devil wants to kill her. I believe God wants to give her life.
Amen.
I mentioned it briefly about the woman, the Catholic woman I met her when I was down in Donegal, and her name's Carmel. Her name is Carmel Stevens. She was a Catholic, but she's a born-again Christian now. And she's got throat cancer. And she's believing God to heal her. I want you to believe God tonight. You know,
amen.
I'm nobody, but God's everybody.
Amen.
You know, the Lord of hosts only needs to come and stand by the bedside. Or come in the room where that person is and they'll never be the same again.
Amen.
It's possible. Have faith in God tonight. Will you release your faith? You know, I want to be so bold to do this tonight. I want you, when you go home tonight to your home, or sometime when you get a chance, I want you to pray for me. And I don't want to set myself up tonight, but I want to go to see this woman in the hospital and pray before that God will deliver her and set her free.
Amen.
You know, if a prophet of God was here, I would send for him. But he's not here. But Jesus is here.
Yes.
And the prophet told us to have faith in God, didn't he? He told us, and we ought to know how the prophet telling us. Have faith in God tonight. Release your faith tonight and God can do a miracle in this room.
Amen.
Release your faith tonight and open them gates tonight and the Holy Ghost can come in the room and set you free and deliver you. I'm just going to pray now. I said I was going to sing, but I'm not going to sing it. I will sing one verse and you can just listen or join in if you want to. And then I'm going to pray and then I'm going to go and sit down and I'm going to believe God that God's going to do something in this room tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless His holy name. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things called impossible. He can do Father tonight, I believe it's your word that I have spoken. I know it's the truth, Lord, is contained in the pages of this book, Lord. And Lord, I want your people and I want myself tonight, if we can, to lift up our heads. And you said when you see these things beginning to take place, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And Lord, we know that our redemption draweth nigh tonight, Lord, but Lord, while we're here, we need a visit from you. While we're here, Lord, we're inviting the King of Glory to come in the room. While we're here, Lord, we're inviting the power of God to come in this room. And Lord, not only come in the room, but come all over us. And touch us.
Amen.
And make us every whit whole.
Yes.
And Lord, release upon us the gifts of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
of the living God. Release upon us tonight, Lord, that we might strengthen the feeble knees. And or strengthen the weak arms and confirm the feeble knees. And let's say to them that are weak to be strong. And to them that are fearful to fear not. In Jesus' name. We loose the Holy Ghost upon your people tonight, Lord. We loose the power of God upon them. I loose the Holy Spirit over that hospital bed tonight. In Craig Avon, Lord. I loose the power of God. I ask, Lord, I curse them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I curse that cancer in Jesus' name tonight.
Yes.
I speak over that woman Carmel tonight.
Yes.
I speak over that woman Mar tonight.
Yes.
I ask you'll touch them now in Jesus' name. And make them every bit whole for your honor and for your glory.
Yes.
Lord, I ask that we'll begin to lift up our heads more and more.
Yes.
I ask that we'll begin to love you more and more.
Yes.
We'll begin to speak about your name more and more. And Lord, you'll confirm your word with signs and wonders and divers miracles in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
For your honor and for your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Will you put your hand on somebody or take somebody by the hand and say, God is going to bless you. Right now. Right now. God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you right now. Hallelujah. Lift up the gates. And be lifted up the everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand our feet and keep us out of here. Praise God. And the Lord's good.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, there's no power of God's word. Amen. When the word of the Lord is preached, there's power with it. Lift you up, ye gates. Praise God, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty.
Yes.
The Lord mighty.
Yes.
When God brought Israel out, God kept reminding them. He kept telling them,
right.
I brought you out with a strong hand, he said to them. He said, there wasn't a feeble one amongst you. That's what I've done for you.
Yes.
And we've heard again tonight, the Lord lift you up in his gates. This Lord, mighty in battle, will come in.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm not going to preach or say anything. I want a brother to lead us in song tonight. If you still are here and you want prayer, you come forward and John will pray for you and I'll pray with you. If God will touch you tonight. Prayer changes things. I can tell you that. Prayer changes things. Praise God. The devil's kicked his heels up all week. Now we're going to start. Amen. The Bible says that the calves of the stall, you'll be like the calves of the stall. Do you ever see the calves out of the stall? They'll go down the field skipping. Skipping and kicking the heels up. They're glad about it.
Amen.
On that gate, our brother said it brings us, leads us in somewhere. You think of it, where did it bring Israel? Into green pasture. Flowing with milk and honey. Tonight into these pastures. Praise God. Praise God. And the brother's going to sing. Praise God. Don't forget Wednesday night prayer and Bible study and listen. I'm going to visit a man this week in jail. I didn't get on Friday. Something happened and I wasn't able to get, but I'm hoping to go this week. Then Friday night I've been invited to give my testimony and at a youth meeting in Donnacona. So you pray first for Friday night. I'm going. Wherever the Lord opens for me to go, I'm going. I don't care who they are. We've heard it tonight. Go forward.
Yes.
Amen. Go and do something.
Yes.
Praise God. So you pray and you believe tonight. God bless you, Brother John. We really enjoyed the Word of God. Amen. Who enjoyed it?
Yes.
Praise God. Thank God for the fivefold ministry and the gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The brother's going to sing. We're going to keep in this attitude for a moment. Praise God.